Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described the study where the authors found that an athlete with a recent concussion has altered lower extremity stiffness at the leg, hip, and knee, which could increase their risk of musculoskeletal injury. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors compared pre- to post-season changes in stiffness during a jump landing task in a cohort of 39 Division I football players, 13 of whom had a history of concussion, and there were 26 individuals who were matched based on age, position, and season with no history of concussion. All athletes completed a jump landing task starting with the left leg. The jump landing task consisted of hopping off a 25-centimeter step with hands on hips and eyes facing forward. A test trial was successful if the athlete made solid foot contact with the force plate and maintained balance on test leg for 3 seconds. Testing was repeated until a successful trial was obtained and then repeated with the right leg. Then the authors calculated leg, hip, knee, and ankle stiffness. Concussed athletes completed the postseason jump test on average about 50 days after the concussion. The authors found no differences between preseason or postseason values for hip, knee, ankle, and leg stiffness between groups. However, when the authors compared change in stiffness from preseason to postseason, they found that the concussed athletes exhibited decreased stiffness at the leg, knee, and increased stiffness at the hip compared with the non-concussed athletes. There was no difference between groups for change in ankle stiffness. The authors demonstrated that concussed athletes have altered lower extremity stiffness from pre to post season when compared to non-concussed athletes. Specifically, leg and knee stiffness decreased and hip stiffness increased in the concussed athletes. The authors suggest that the stiffness in the lower extremity is controlled by the neuromuscular system, and this data provides further evidence of neuromuscular dysfunction after return to play from concussion. These changes in lower extremity stiffness could alter how an athlete lands, runs, and performs other movement patterns, which places them at risk for a musculoskeletal injury. Medical professionals should be aware of these changes in stiffness within the lower extremity. Additionally, clinicians need to recognize that an athlete is at greater risk for lower extremity injury after a concussion, and therefore should consider whether return to play guidelines need to be improved to include a high demand neuromuscular task. Lastly, medical professionals may need to consider implementing neuromuscular tasks in the concussion rehabilitation programs to reduce the risk of subsequent musculoskeletal injuries following a concussion. This study was nice because it helps us understand some of the prior research that has come out in the last year or two that suggests that somebody with a recent concussion is at greater risk for a musculoskeletal injury compared with athletes without a recent concussion. Up until now, we primarily just relied on epidemiology data to understand this potential relationship. But here, we now have a new study that is suggesting that one reason for this greater risk of musculoskeletal injury after a concussion is because of altered neuromuscular control. This is particularly interesting because you can imagine that this will have widespread implications for our return to play criteria, as well as our potential rehab for individuals with a history of a recent concussion. You can imagine that as part of their return to play, we would expect them to meet certain neuromuscular benchmarks. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a blog post from the British Journal of Sports Medicine about the top sports injury and illness systematic review finalists published between July and December of 2015. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, our posts, and the British Journal of Sports Medicine's blog post on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.